Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Adolphus Hotel in Dallas, Texas stands as a beacon of luxury, elegance, and history. Built in 1912 by beer magnate Adolphus Busch, it has hosted presidents, celebrities, and social elites. But behind its grand facade lies a chilling tale that has captured the imaginations of ghost hunters and thrill seekers alike. The story goes that many years ago, a young bride was abandoned on her wedding day and, overcome with despair, took her own life on the 19th floor. Guests and staff claim her spirit never left. From shadowy figures to unexplained whispers in the halls, the Adolphus has gained a reputation as one of Texas's most haunted hotels. But what is fact? And what is folklore? And why does the 19th floor continue to draw so many eerie reports? I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The Adolphus Hotel, a Dallas landmark, first opened its doors in 1912, embodying the vision of Adolphus Busch, co-founder of the Anheuser-Busch Brewing Empire. Designed to rival the grandeur of European hotels, the Adolphus was a statement of Dallas's emerging prominence as a cultural and economic hub in the early 20th century. With its stunning French Renaissance architecture and luxurious interiors, the hotel quickly became a symbol of sophistication and success. In its heyday, the Adolphus played host to a wide array of notable figures. U.S. presidents including Warren G. Harding, Franklin D. Roosevelt, and Ronald Reagan walked its halls. Celebrities such as Babe Ruth, Judy Garland, and even Queen Elizabeth graced its rooms. Lavish balls, elegant weddings, and high-profile social events brought the city's elite together, solidifying the Adolphus's place as a cornerstone of Dallas's high society. But beneath the glitz and glamour, rumors of tragedy began to weave their way into the hotel's history. One story in particular stands out, the tale of a bride-to-be whose dream wedding ended in heartbreak and despair. According to legend, she was left at the altar by her fiancé. Consumed by grief, she retreated to the 19th floor, where she ended her life. Over time, this tragic story became the bedrock of the Adolphus's ghostly reputation, sparking countless tales of strange happenings within its walls. Despite the widespread nature of the legend, historical records reveal little about the supposed bride. No verifiable accounts of her death exist in official documents or media archives. Yet the story persists, likely fueled by the human tendency to romanticize tragedy and weave folklore from whispers. The allure of the story lies in its emotional depth, a woman's despair immortalized in the halls of a historic hotel. The first reports of unexplained phenomena began to emerge in the mid-20th century. Guests on the 19th floor described hearing faint sobbing in the night, often accompanied by the soft echo of footsteps in otherwise empty hallways. Others reported seeing fleeting glimpses of a woman in white, her features blurred as though she were a mirage. Staff began to notice lights flickering and elevators inexplicably stopping at the 19th floor, even when no one had pressed the button. While these accounts stirred intrigue, skeptics offered rational explanations. The Adolphus, like many buildings of its age, faced structural and mechanical quirks. Drafty corridors, aging electrical systems, and natural acoustics were blamed for many of the eerie occurrences. Psychologists pointed to the power of suggestion. Guests who had heard the bride's story might subconsciously interpret mundane noises as supernatural events. But the persistence of the reports is what makes the Adolphus so compelling. Witnesses, many of whom were unaware of the hotel's haunted reputation, consistently described similar experiences. One guest, staying on the 19th floor in the 1980s, awoke in the middle of the night to find her room unusually cold. Moments later, she saw a faint figure near the window, its outline shimmering before vanishing completely. She fled the room and refused to stay another night. Even employees long accustomed to the Adolphus's grandeur shared tales of unsettling moments. Housekeeping staff reported hearing voices in empty rooms while maintenance crews encountered unexplained equipment malfunctions on the 19th floor. A former night manager described a peculiar incident where a newlywed couple checked out abruptly at 3 a.m., visibly shaken and unwilling to explain why. Still, the most plausible explanations continue to circle back to environmental and psychological factors. The hotel's design, with its high ceilings and intricate woodwork, created natural echoes that could mimic distant voices or footsteps. Temperature variations caused by outdated heating and cooling systems often gave the impression of ghostly chills. And the very age of the building brought with it creaks, groans, and shadows that danced in the dim light of ornate chandeliers. Yet even with rational explanations in hand, the Adolphus's reputation as a haunted haven only grew stronger. Paranormal enthusiasts flocked to the hotel, drawn by the bride's tragic tale and the promise of encountering the unexplained. As the 20th century gave way to the 21st, the Adolphus found itself at the center of a new kind of tourism, one driven by the allure of the supernatural. The 19th floor, in particular, became a focal point of fascination. Its haunting atmosphere, amplified by the legend of the bride, turned it into a destination for those seeking a brush with the otherworldly. For many, the combination of history, tragedy, and mystery was irresistible, a reminder that even in the most luxurious settings, the past can leave an indelible mark. The allure of the Adolphus Hotel's haunted reputation continued to grow, particularly as more guests and staff began sharing their chilling experiences. The 19th floor, once just another part of the hotel's opulent accommodations, became synonymous with the unexplained. Reports of paranormal phenomena moved from whispered anecdotes to well-documented accounts, cementing the Adolphus as a hotspot for ghost enthusiasts and skeptics alike. One of the most frequently reported phenomena involves the sound of faint sobbing, often described as coming from nowhere in particular. Guests staying on the 19th floor have claimed to hear the quiet weeping of a woman growing louder as they approach the end of the hallway. Some have even ventured to knock on nearby doors, convinced the sound was coming from another guest, only to find the rooms empty. Shadowy figures are another common theme. Many describe fleeting glimpses of a woman in a wedding dress, her image often blurred or translucent. Witnesses frequently report seeing her in mirrors or standing near windows before she disappears entirely. A few have even recounted waking up in the middle of the night to find her standing at the foot of their bed, staring silently before vanishing into the darkness. In addition to these visual and auditory encounters, physical phenomena have also been reported. Elevators are known to stop on the 19th floor without being called, and doors have been seen opening and closing on their own. One housekeeper described how her cleaning cart rolled across the hallway and into a room, despite the floor being level and no visible force acting on it. It felt like someone was pushing it, she later recounted. Paranormal investigators have taken a keen interest in the Adolphus, particularly its infamous 19th floor. Teams equipped with EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and spirit boxes have conducted numerous investigations, each seeking to uncover the truth behind the hotel's ghostly legends. One such investigation recorded an EVP, electronic voice phenomenon, of what sounded like a woman whispering the word stay. Others captured unexplained cold spots and unusual fluctuations in electromagnetic fields, which some interpret as evidence of a spirit's presence. And however, the findings have not been without controversy. Skeptics argue that many of the recorded phenomena could be attributed to natural causes. Drafts in the building, for instance, could explain the sudden temperature drops, while the high electromagnetic readings might result from the hotel's outdated electrical systems. Still, believers argue that the sheer consistency of the reports and the emotional reactions of those who experience them suggest something more is at play. The personal stories from guests and staff provide some of the most compelling evidence for the Adolphus's haunted reputation. One particularly striking account comes from a couple celebrating their anniversary. Staying on the 19th floor, they were startled awake by the sound of footsteps pacing back and forth outside their door. When the husband opened the door to investigate, he found the hallway completely empty. Moments later, the pacing resumed, this time accompanied by soft, muffled crying. The couple quickly packed their belongings and left, vowing never to return. Even skeptics who stay at the Adolphus often leave with questions. A journalist who visited the hotel to debunk its haunted reputation found himself unnerved after his recorder captured faint, unintelligible whispers during an interview with staff. "I don't believe in ghosts," he later wrote, "but I can't explain what happened that night." Theories about the nature of the hauntings at the Adolphus abound. Some believe the phenomena are examples of residual energy, echoes of past events imprinted on the environment. According to this theory, the intense emotions associated with the bride's tragic death could have left a mark on the 19th floor, replaying her sorrow for eternity. Others suggest the hauntings are more interactive, indicating the presence of an intelligent spirit seeking connection or closure. More skeptical explanations focus on the psychological and social factors at play. The power of suggestion is a significant factor in many alleged hauntings. Guests who arrive at the Adolphus already aware of its ghostly reputation may unconsciously attribute ordinary occurrences to supernatural causes. Similarly, the emotional weight of the bride's story could heighten sensitivity to minor stimuli, creating a feedback loop of fear and belief. Despite the skepticism, the Adolphus has fully embraced its haunted legacy. The hotel's management has leaned into the mystique, offering ghost-themed tours and encouraging guests to share their experiences. The 19th floor, once a source of trepidation, has become a major draw for thrill-seekers and paranormal enthusiasts alike. For those who dare to stay, the Adolphus offers a unique blend of luxury and legend, a chance to immerse oneself in history while perhaps encountering a piece of it firsthand. Whether the hauntings are the result of restless spirits, residual energy, or the power of belief, one thing is certain. The Adolphus Hotel's ghostly reputation is as enduring as the building itself. The Adolphus Hotel is more than just a monument to history and luxury. It's a place where the past seems to linger in ways both mysterious and haunting. Whether you believe in spirits or chalk it all up to creaky floors and overactive imaginations, the stories surrounding this Dallas landmark are undeniably captivating. From the tragic tale of the abandoned bride to the chilling encounters on the 19th floor, the Adolphus has woven itself into the fabric of paranormal lore. But let's not forget that many of these tales could have perfectly rational explanations. A drafty hallway here, an overworked electrical system there. It's easy for our minds to connect the dots and create patterns where none exist. Confirmation bias plays a huge role, especially when people check into the Adolphus already primed to believe in its ghostly reputation. Still, can all the stories, the recordings, and the witnesses really be dismissed? That's for you to decide. Whether it's a ghostly presence or just the echoes of a bygone era, the Adolphus continues to fascinate and mystify. If you ever find yourself in Dallas, maybe you'll be tempted to spend a night on the 19th floor if you dare. And if you do, let us know if you hear the sobbing bride or see those shadowy figures. But hey, no matter what you encounter, don't forget to tip your housekeeper. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.